Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. Scott Arno is here. I know, I'm excited too. Scott's a longtime Brain Trust member, information security consultant. He is the security advocate. He is an attorney and a cybersecurity guru global in scope, and his credentials are off the chart and almost unique. He's a CISSP, Certified Information Systems Security Professional. There's only like three on the in the galaxy like him. Isn't that right, Scott? Only three of you around across the galaxy?
There may be a few more.
Maybe four. I think I heard maybe four. Anyway, welcome back, Scott. It's good to have you back.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always. So there's some one of the things I want to talk about today is this debate that's going on right now for the government having access to devices, to files, and to accounts where crimes have been committed. And there was the iPhone scenario back, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 10, I've forgotten, where Apple wouldn't let the FBI know the code to get into the back of their one of their phones, one of these criminal guys. You've been covering that lately. You've been following that, haven't you?
Sure. That was that was related to that San Bernardino shooting,
yes,
which happened in late 2015. Actually, what was amazing there was that the device that the FBI was after originally would have come into their hands by the normal backup systems on the phone. It would have saved the extra data to basically the user's iCloud account.
Mm-hmm.
But the FBI, for reasons I'm not really sure, had the iCloud account password changed. And when that happened, you then had to get into the phone to back up the data.
Right.
So then that's what led to this this standoff with Apple. And eventually they were able to get into the phone anyway. It was more a matter of would the FBI be allowed what's called a backdoor to have sort of an easy way into the phone to get data it would need versus – can people keep their data private from a government agency?
And now the government is trying to make sure they don't have those. They have those back doors, aren't they? That's one of the things you've been
reporting on. That's been happening for years. Years ago, there was an attempt to introduce something called a Clipper chip on all basically anything encrypted, which sounded like a nice idea. It meant that, you know, it was well protected and it would be easy for law enforcement to get to and would give them easy access to encrypted information for investigation. The thing is, on the other side of that, if you have that for the U.S. government, who's to stop them from, say, running into the companies from running into problems from, say, China or Russia, saying, hey, you're not selling anything here unless we get access to that, too. And then again, of course, it's not really hard to get around these things if someone actually knows what they're doing. So basically, it leaves an opening on people's phones if they don't want to take extra steps to protect themselves. And, oh, yeah, it's not that hard for criminals to figure it out either.
And most of us are wandering around thinking, well, why do I care if the government gets in there? I don't have anything to hide. This is the debate that we're all having with each other and with ourselves and with our technology right now. How much are we willing to give up for all the cool stuff, right? Isn't that the big debate? How much am I willing to forego in order to have the cool stuff? Am I willing to... remember when the NSA, we found out the NSA were holding on to all of our files,
sure,
all of our conversations,
sure.
And I had a bunch of people get mad at me because they thought I was maligning the NSA employees when I was saying I didn't like the idea of that. And I had people on the show really get mad at me. Friends of mine got mad at me because they thought I was maligning the NSA. And now we know that Brennan and Clapper were fully capable of stuff like that.
That's the thing.
Capable of... of using our information the wrong
way. They have a ton of access to information as it is. It's sort of like we only have access to, say, 80% of your information. You want the other 20.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not that you're necessarily plotting against the United States. It could be something as simple as, what are you looking to buy? Where are you? Because all these things have location data. I don't know about you. I think it's kind of creepy when all of the location data that's stored on your phone, which, let's face it, is basically a tracking device with cool things it can do, when they can access that all the time, that's kind of creepy.
It bothers me. Well, see, I associate some form of protection for these rights with my rights to own a gun. You know what I mean? If we just roll over and let the government have everything to protect, you know, and the argument is to protect us from one bad guy, I'm not sure that's a good bargain. And so, folks, this
is something. Well, I guess you could say the flip side. What if your gun had a tracking device on it and they could track it all the time and know when it was fired and where it was fired? And Wouldn't that be okay?
It would not be. That may be coming, folks. We all have to deal with, though. Quick break. Right back with Scott Arnold.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.